This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. When you turn on the tap, you probably don't give much thought to where the water comes from. Well, for some Birmingham area residents, it comes from the Black Warrior River. But environmentalists and others say the water is threatened by a proposed mine just 800 feet from a water system intake. It's a long simmering controversy, one which John Archibald says may have developed into a game of hardball. John's a columnist for AL.com and the Birmingham News. He joins us once again, as he does most Thursdays, and great to have you here, John.
Good to be here.
So for those who might not be familiar with this ongoing controversy, give us some background on what's going on with this Shepherd Bend mine on the Black Warrior River.
Shepherd's Bend mine on the Mulberry Fork. It's just, as you said, three football fields away from the intake for Birmingham Water Works, where 200,000 people get their water, at least it's in the watershed for a million people. And Drummond is putting a 1,700-acre mine right there. And clearly there's been a lot of controversy. And most recently, the Birmingham Water Works Board and Blackwater Riverkeeper have sought to have that land where the mine is declared unsuitable for mining. So the Alabama Surface Mining Commission this week listened to argument for that and has yet to decide. Of interest, I guess, and where you talk about the hardball, it was interesting that, in my view, it was interesting that at the very moment that controversial hearing began, Drummond announced the layoff of 425 miners at another location.
So you have various interests involved. Drummond Company that wants to have this mine. You've got environmentalists. You have the Birmingham Water Works Board, state officials. I mean, how do you evaluate this incident, the layoffs and the hearing? Is it hardball? Is it just a coincidence?
Well, first of all, I don't for a minute think that they laid people off because of that hearing. There are clearly economic conditions around the world that have devalued coal mining right now, and they have plenty of coal on hand that they are just maybe holding on to for a better market. But at this point, low natural gas prices and world conditions have caused that. I do think that the timing of the announcement was meant to send a clear message that this so-called war on coal we've been hearing so much about is at play.
So it's about message versus actual conditions, perhaps.
I think conditions are bad, but the message is clear, absolutely.
Well, you mentioned the Birmingham Water Works Board, and you say that they offer a clue to what might be going on. How so?
Well, I mean, it puts me in a very strange position of siding with the Birmingham Water Works, because over the years, we've seen them bend over backwards to expand, or in my view, to waste money and find every corrupt way to go. And I do think that they're genuinely concerned about this situation to the point where they're willing to stand up to some of the major players and powers in the state. And I think that people in the city of Birmingham, particularly those who rely on the Birmingham Water Works for drinking water, had really started to take a look at that, because it's not just what the value of water is, but what is the value of a town without water.
We've got powerful business interests involved. There's legal action. How do you see this situation playing out as we look ahead?
Well, I think the Surface Mining Commission initially will look at some very narrow guidelines. I mean, what levels of pollutants will come out, what their particular scope is, and I find it almost impossible to believe that they will turn down this mine. I mean, it just does not seem likely. So it appears to me that this thing will move forward.
Well, in that spirit, Alabama has generally been a state friendly to business. But after the Gulf Coast oil spill 3 years ago, Alabama has pulled out the stops to go after one business in particular, BP. State officials and others are working through the claims process to try to recover money for damages. And John, what have you been seeing in this claims process?
Oh, what everybody else is seeing. Every time you turn on the TV, there's a lawyer saying you don't need to show that you've been damaged to jump on the claim from BP. The Attorney General has said basically the same thing. We're looking at BP as, not British Petroleum, but, a big payday. And it just seems unusual in a state that has tried very hard to limit that sort of, I would call it jackpot justice on the part of ordinary plaintiffs.
So explain a little bit more why this is hypocrisy, perhaps.
Well, over the course of in the 90s at one point in time, Alabama was known as a state where, big verdicts were common. So there was a real effort by the business community to look pack the appellate courts with pro business judges, and they succeeded, making the court one of the most expensive in the land. And as a result, about 80% of defendants have won. It's very difficult for a jury verdict to stand up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, well, there's no question that Alabama did suffer because of the oil spill, but why not try to get as much as we can? You know, should we just say no thanks?
Well, other than that, it's the right thing to do sort of thing. I mean, when you try to get something for nothing, it's exactly the problem that the people who have led this state have worked against for that entire period. You know, if you're and really the big problem is that as bad as BP did, as awful as the spill was, as much blame as they should get, they have stepped up and put in, you know, billions of dollars to try to make it right. And what kind of lesson are we saying when it happens next time to a business that doesn't want to try to make it right?
John Archibald is a columnist for AL.com and the Birmingham News. You can read his thoughts each Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, and online at any time. John, great to have you here.
Good to be here.